it's not going to reach their hearts. If we come in with that attitude, you're not going to reach, that's not respectful. If we come in there and we listen and we learn to find beauty and brilliance wherever we can among these people, people like that, and they'll listen to your message. Don't be quick to force your ideas. And govern your appetites. Thinking about meat, right? If meat causes your brother to offend, if eating pig meat makes your vision really blurred to a Muslim man, don't eat pig meat anywhere around him. And don't talk about it. Just because you were allowed to do that doesn't mean that we shouldn't govern our appetites to help another brother. In order to speak into somebody's life, wherever it may be, you must invest in that life. And Jesus came here, he walked the earth, he healed, he gave them food, he loved them, and he spoke into their lives. And in order for us to do that, we have to do the same. Invest in the lives around you. Pour out yourself, pour out the love of God to these people. Now, the next part I want to talk about here is love. And this is a really hard thing to talk about because love doesn't always look like we think it does. In my brother and I have spent a lot of time hiking over India and Bangladesh just on our own. And one experience we had in Kolkata, well, I'll tell you about it. In Kolkata, there's a lot of problems, and one of those problems is child trafficking. It's a very, very big thing there. There's actually a lot of stories we could tell you about that, of children that we knew and were close to. And it's a horrible thing, because a lot of these children, well, they're all sold. Some of them are sold to a life of slavery. And some of them are sold to be cut up for their organs. And if you want a cheap liver transplant, you can get one in India with somebody else's liver that probably needed it to live. Anyway, it's a hard thing to see, hard thing to know that's happening. It's a terrible, terrible thing to know about. But it's happening. It's happening to a lot of children. A lot of children. And so we're walking, my brother and I, we're walking down the streets of Kolkata, and it's late at night. We'd just gotten in there from somewhere else, and we're looking for somewhere to eat, and we're walking, it's maybe 10 o'clock at night, and we're walking down the streets, and this man walks up to us. And he's like, so? And he's speaking Bangla. We can speak Bangla, and so it's very easy to communicate. And he says, so could I interest you, and could I, you know, is there a way, you know, could I interest you in buying some children? You know, just for the night, or just for, you know, whatever you want. Well, I'll sell you some children. And you know, the horror that, you know, this man, this pimp, this seller of lives, the seller of souls is here, you know, trying to sell us something like this. And so we turned on him, and I don't know if you know about Durstein's much, but we turned on him with our righteous indignation and both barrels of godly truth, and we told him. And we told him about his sin and how evil that was and how bad that was and how awful he was. And we told him very straight. And so then he left. He knew he wasn't going to make a sale. And then a little later, we were walking down the road, and all of a sudden it hit us. You know, God had led us together over thousands and thousands of miles from America to Kolkata, India. And this man, there was no mistake we'd met him. And this man, when you're a dealer of that sort, very often you started off as the child. That's kind of how it often works. The child that's being sold, and now he's the dealer. And we realize that, you know what? He probably has memories in his past that are so horrible I couldn't even imagine them. You know, that he knows in his heart. He knows he's broken. He knows he's dirty. He knows he's ruined. He knows all this stuff. And he didn't need to hear that. What he needed to hear was about mercy and about forgiveness.